It's Thursday, May 9th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A surveyor working near Dallas wants his gear returned after it was taken last month. State Democrats aim to make gains in the state Senate chamber this fall. Well, in Wisconsin yesterday, President Joe Biden made digs at Donald Trump's previous visits, and State Senator Romaine Quinn says his legislation can help ease healthcare worker shortages. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A surveyor working near Dallas had a case of tools and gear taken, and they are asking for their return. The Barron County Sheriff's Department said a plastic carrying case with large batteries and tools was taken from the intersection of 4½ Avenue and 16th and a half Street near Dallas while the surveyor was working in the area on April 18th. The Sheriff's Department asked anyone with information on the theft to call the department, or says if someone took them thinking the tools were lost property, they can be returned at the Sheriff's Department, no questions asked. Wisconsin Democrats plan to spend $7 million on television ads in five state Senate races they believe are key to regaining control of the chamber. The State Senate Democratic Committee says the buy will target races around Wisconsin, including Milwaukee's northern suburbs, the rural areas north of Madison, the Fox Cities, Green Bay, and La Crosse. Republicans currently hold a 22-10 advantage in the chamber, but Democrats hope new district boundaries Governor Tony Evers signed in February will help them chip away at the GOP advantage. 16 Senate seats are up in November, including 8 currently held by Republicans. Democrats need to win 13 seats to gain the majority. President Joe Biden touts Microsoft's $3.3 billion investment to build an AI data center on the Pleasant Prairie campus of the failed Foxconn project. And as expected, Biden's remarks over the noon hour in Racine on Wednesday included digs at his predecessor.
He and the administration promised a $10 billion investment by Foxconn to build a new manufacturing complex, create 13,000 new jobs. In fact, he came here with your Senator Ron Johnson literally holding a golden shovel, promising to build the eighth wonder of the world. Are you kidding me?
Biden's latest visit to the crucial state comes with the latest Quinnipiac University poll showing him leading Donald Trump 50-44% among registered voters in Wisconsin. The poll finds the race too close to call if third-party and independent candidates are included. Republicans who control the Wisconsin Legislature's Audit Committee have voted to launch a probe of diversity initiatives across state government. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called for the review in December after he forced University of Wisconsin Regents to limit diversity positions in exchange for state funding for staff raises and construction projects. Voss has said he wants to eliminate diversity initiatives across the state. He says such efforts only divide people and he wants a truly colorblind society. The audit committee voted 6-4 Tuesday to launch a review of diversity within the executive branch. Democratic Governor Tony Evers' spokesperson says Republicans are weaponizing the audit committee for political gains. With the audit of diversity, equity, and inclusion practices at state agencies and the state university system, UW System President Jay Rothman on Tuesday told the legislature's Joint Finance Committee that he's not clear on what exactly will be audited.
So I'm struggling with what the standards of the audit might be. But again, we are willing to work with the committee. We're willing to work with the state auditor to try to define that because, we'll be transparent about it. And if the audit can help make us better, God bless it.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss had promised the audit to help root out DEI programs in state agencies after reaching an agreement with UW to redefine DEI positions. Tuesday's committee vote to approve the audits was along partisan lines, with Democrats opposed. Staffing shortages are partly to blame for Marshfield Medical Center's decision to pause labor and delivery services in Rice Lake. State Senator Romaine Quinn says this is a problem he hopes will be solved with legislation he's worked on.
Earlier this year, I introduced legislation to expand and enhance graduate medical education programs in rural hospitals to train more physicians. The bill, which was signed into law as Wisconsin Act 185 last March, will allow more medical students to complete their residency in Wisconsin. When given that opportunity, they tend to stay in Wisconsin for their professional careers.
Marshfield has moved more staff to the Eau Claire Obstetrics Unit, a ripple effect of the closure last month of HSHS Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and Prevea Health Clinics throughout the area. Marshfield will still offer prenatal and postpartum services in Rice Lake. That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.